Well, Haya, being a scumbag, I brought four because it's going to take less than my 7 minutes anyway, and I give my last minute to Anne when I'm done. Okay. Rites of spring. A green coat falls from her to the floor where mine waits, and they tangle, much like us. She looks up, her eyes half hidden, the harlequin mask of her hair sparing me, her full gaze and the babbling it would bring, even now, decades past the baby steps of 14's first kiss. Yeah, that one was cute. None of the other ones are, so. That was to trick you all to staying. Okay, growing pains. I regret the future of every word as it falls. Wish this bar was in a place that didn't speak my language. So the regret isn't partnered with the embarrassment I won't feel until I piece the night together. This is another place I won't come back to. I thought it a conversation, but I don't remember hearing. Was give it a rest, old man, words from outside or in? I'll never know. That's enough to drink, buddy, was real. I heard it, and the echoes of all the times it was said, in all the bars and parties and ballparks, the picnics and weddings and sittings alone, at the table thinking I was writing or playing guitar, but only scribbling with a pen or a pick, making noise. How many tables taught me this as I stood listening and watching Dad and uncles from the shadows, waiting for an invitation that took 12 years when I could sit sipping but hadn't earned the right to speak. I even learned while not drinking from an older guy at work. Vodka will get you drunk and useless, but gin will keep you hard and numb enough to make a woman love you. Yeah, gin is for fucking drunk. Get it, young bucks, he laughed. You can get fucking drunk, or you can get fucking drunk. He was my Solomon. At the tables, I listened to the men tell each other. Working at the loading dock, men told me. Gave me cigarettes and bought me what I couldn't. Keeping a dollar or two from the change. I was 14. It was my first job. Mom helped me find it. She thought I'd learn the responsibility of work. Poor mom. Okay. Getting more pleasant. Pointed up or pointed back. I knew a guy that blew a shotgun. It came in his mouth. He didn't die. I dreamed the sound. How it drowned out the breaking jaw. The noise of teeth hitting the wall. The ex who came back screams. Lying here with my middle class boner, I stare at the drawer where goodbye sleeps. Undecided on masturbation or swallowing my pistol's ejaculation. Did you hear the click before the boom? Would it be rude to ask? Okay, the ink is still wet on this one. I just finished it like 3 days ago. Okay, stillbirth. While protective orders are serious matters and are generally taken very seriously, they are, in the end, a piece of paper. Robert Tier. I heard birds when my car door opened and the radio went off. Then our dog on the porch whining a pitiful hello. I saw three newspapers on the lawn. Muttered to your mom about responsibility and you. Took the path to the front. Saw flies swarming dark footprints flecked with paper. And ran through the damp grass. The dog limped back and forth between the gate and you. I tripped on a flower pot, saw you on the floor, forgot the vengeance the fathers imagine, wet myself and remembered. You were born bloody and a little bit blue, toothless, eyes shut and soundless. A bulb on the way to flowering. I feared breaking you then, as I did yesterday when I found you. A cruelly crafted caricature of your first day. Your bald fists grasping remnants of your paper shield. 60% of protective orders are violated within 1 year. 29% of those involve severe violence. So, that's it for me. Thanks.